closes the door sometimes.
When you were young, you might have been asked by your mother, you say, well, when are you going to write to Aunt so-and-so? And you might say, well, oh, I already
wrote to her.
And when you put the letter in the envelope and you wrote on the envelope, what did you say you were doing to the envelope?
Addressing it.
Did you ever say you were backing it?
No.
And after you write a letter, then pretty soon you begin to expect what?
An answer.
If a kid comes home from school and he has some new prank, you might say, who taught you that? Who learned you that?
Yeah, who learned you that, or where'd you get that from?
And what do children usually call someone that tattles?
Tattletale.
That's the one you gave me, that's the one you give me. Which do you hear most commonly?
You gave me.
We hadn't gotten very far before it begun to rain, commenced to rain.
Well, I've heard all three expressions. Either began or commenced or begun.
He ran all the way home? He ran all the way home.
Ran.
He came over to see me? He come over to see me.
Came over?
He saw me go in? He seen me go in.
Saw me go in.
The road was all torn up or all tore up?
Both ways. Either torn or tore.
Which would you say? The road was all...
I'd say torn.
Suppose someone does something, and a kid does something bad, and you say, well, the worst thing about it was it wasn't an accident. He did it...
Did it on purpose.
He done it last night? He did it last night. Which would you hear most commonly?
Done it, I think.
Uh-huh.
Last time.
Speaking about two kids that couldn't get along, you say every time they got together, they did what?
They quarreled.
Or they...
Fought.
You hear them say fit? They fit?
No, never heard that.
Suppose you want to say yes and you don't bother to open your mouth, you just sort of grunt. What do you say?
Mm-hmm.
And the other, no, you say... Mm-hmm. Suppose Monday was the last time you saw someone, you say, I haven't seen him...
Since Monday.
Suppose you were kidding somebody and you're acting like you had something in your hand. And they say, what do you have there? You say, oh, N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Say nothing.
This is just nothing.
And they say, oh yes, you do too have.
Something.
Do you always say something? You say something.
Something.
Uh-huh. Speaking of the time when you first see the sun, you might say, we started to work before...
Daylight.
Or sunup, or sunrise.
Or sunup.
And we worked until after... Sundown? Sunset.
Yeah, we worked till dark, or after dark. Sundown.
And you say the sun raised at 6 o'clock, the sun come up at 6 o'clock? Sun did what at 6 in the morning? Which would be
the sun comes up at 6.
Well, today the sun, I mean, you're speaking in the past, you say this morning the sun
came up.
And if you meet somebody early in the day, what do you say to them?
Good morning.
What do you call the part of the day before supper then? What did you used to call it when you were young? Afternoon or evening?
Sometimes good afternoon, or if it's late enough, just before supper, we'd say good evening.
And the part of the day after supper you call what?
Evening.